on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Bounce.
Well, hello, and thank you for inviting me in your homes this morning. Yes, God is good all the time, all the time. God is good. This is the day the Lord has made. The Bible said we could and we should rejoice and be glad therein. Well, I'm glad you're there listening to the broadcast this morning, and I'm thankful that I'm able and willing to do the broadcast for you. And I hope today that we enjoy our presence in the Lord, and the blessings of God will flow, and some good soul will be saved. Well, let's get right into our broadcast today, and let's do this song for you here. I think you're going to enjoy this one, and we're going to do this one for you right here.
I would miss heaven for the world. I would miss heaven for the world. A mansion waits for me inside those gates of pearl. I'd gladly trade this world's glory for the one that's waiting for me. I would miss heaven for the world. This world is a wonderful place, but I'm not here to stay. I'm just a pilgrim passing through. But I'll keep traveling till the time that I make it home mine. The world can't keep this dream from coming true. I would miss heaven for the world. A mansion waits for me inside those gates of pearl. I'd gladly trade this world's glory for the one that's waiting for me. I would miss heaven for the world. Someday when I get to my home, I'll stand before His throne. I'll join His children in a song. Sing about His amazing grace. How sweet to sing it to His face. Heaven is the place where I belong. I would miss heaven for the world. A mansion waits for me inside those gates of pearl. I'd gladly trade this world's glory for the one that's waiting for me. I would miss heaven for the world. I would miss heaven for the world. A mansion waits for me inside those gates of pearl. I'd gladly trade this world's glory for the one that's waiting for me. I'd trade this world's glory for the one that's waiting for me. I'd trade this world's glory for the one that's waiting for me. I would miss heaven. I would miss heaven. I would miss heaven for the world. For the world.
Yeah. Say praise the Lord. I wouldn't miss heaven for the world. I'm so glad today that Jesus Christ paid the price that I might be able to have a home in heaven. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. If I go and prepare that place for you, I will come again. I will receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. So I'm looking forward to that home. I want you to pray for me. My eyes are getting bad, and I've got macular in it, and they're dimming mighty fast. So I want you to pray for me, and I'm praying for you. I'm hoping you're doing well, Barry and Patty. I hope you're doing well. And let's remember all of us sick and shut in. If I go to mention your names, I'll forget someone. But anyhow, I'm thinking about you. But I do need your prayers. I need your financial support, of course, to keep this broadcast going. So you pray about it and do what God tells you to do, okay? Let's go now and listen to this song. I hope you enjoy this one.
By the time that he was 30, doing everything he done, everyone who knew him knew he was the Father's Son. He carved his way through all mankind every way he could. Soon he would be carpenter, but he's more than that to me. But he's a picture of forgiveness, painted with his blood, died for my salvation, the master of the world. Well, in the city of Jerusalem, a man of 33, convicted of a crime and sentenced to be nailed to the tree. Well, as they nailed him to the cross, they never understood that when he'd speak those final words, "It's finished," he would become the master of the world. They said he was the carpenter, but he's more than that to me. He's the picture of forgiveness, painted with his blood, dying for my salvation, was the master of the world. The design of my salvation. He was the master of the world.
Yes, he became willing to die. He became my sin and hung on a cross that I might have life and have it more abundantly. And I'm so thankful for that. He not only died for me, but he died for the world. God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. He was begotten of God the Father, and he paid a price that I couldn't pay, and he didn't owe the debt. I owed it, but he was willing to pay for it. So he's paying for my sin and your sin. So I hope you enjoyed that song. I love to do those kind of songs. I sit here and listen to them, and I'm not the singer I used to be or the preacher I used to be, but age comes along, and I'm moving right on along. I'm headed toward heaven, and the journeys get sweeter every day. So let's go right now and listen to another song.
Down through the years, who put the tears?
great job on that song. Who put the tears in the eyes of the Lamb? I know you like that song, and we're just going to keep on playing it. As long as you like it, we'll keep on playing it. So I'm so thankful that Martha was with me so many years and helping me with the radio ministry, and I certainly do miss her, and I know that you miss her also. So you keep praying for me and helping me support the broadcast, and we'll keep coming in your home each Sunday morning, okay? Let's go now listen to this right here. Someone requested this song. I'm going to do it for you. Said, help is on the way.
A woman in the Bible days, her last meal almost gone, but God sent the prophet just to make his word be known. He said, woman, now don't you worry, for God sent me today. And before you ever ask him, help is on the way. Just hold on a little longer, help is on the way. A brighter day is coming for those who believe and pray. Now help won't help tomorrow if you give up. Soul life comes by, burdens get you down. You think there's no one listening, and you think there's no one around. Just remember what his word says, just to trust him and obey. Keep your eyes toward the heaven, 'cause help is on the way. Just hold on a little longer, help is on the way. A brighter day is coming for those who believe and pray. Now help won't help tomorrow if you give up.
In my early experience with God, when I was just a very young man, and we used to sing the song in the church that I attended there, and that song went something like this. Got any rivers that you think are uncrossable? You got any mountains that you can't tunnel through? Well, then God works on things that are thought to be impossible, and what he has done for others, he can do for you. Today, let's talk about the problems of our Christian walk. Yes, we do have problems. Just because we are a born-again child of God does not mean that we will not have problems. You see, the Bible was written for our example. It was written for our reproof and for our correction. And when we read the Bible and we see these problems and situations that faced the Christian in that day, it ought to make us more aware of the pitfalls that we also may face. In James chapter 2, verse 15 and 17, I'll be relating to today. If you'd like to follow me with me there in your Bibles, let's turn to verse 15 and begin to read the scripture. The Bible said, if a brother or a sister be naked and destitute of daily food. Now, you've got to pull the word out of there, the destitute. He's talking about, is there anything lacking in their life? You remember the young man who came to Christ? We see the concern of the young man who came to Jesus. He was young, he was rich, and he was a ruler. And being in that form of life, he was struggling because he was rich, he was young, and he was a ruler. And to overcome those obstacles, sometime it's going to take some bending and going to take some bowing. But he was lacking something in his life. Now, he told Jesus that he kept all the commandments. When the commandments begin to be quoted to him, I keep all of those. I've kept them all the way through life. But there was one thing that was lacking in his life. And Jesus laid these things out before him. And then the man turned to Jesus and made this statement. Then what is lacking, or what do I lack in my life? And you know, Christians have problems because there's things that are destitute. There are things that are lacking in their life. And when there's things that are lacking in our life, then we are not the Christian or having the problems that a Christian has due to the fact that there are things lacking in our life. You remember that Jesus talked with Peter about loving him? And but Peter couldn't understand why did Jesus ask him three different times, Peter, do you love me? And Peter continued to say, yes, Lord, you know I love you. And Jesus asked him over again. Well, I would be very curious, just like Peter. I wouldn't be able to understand why Jesus kept coming back and saying, Peter, do you love me? Peter says, sure, I love you. He comes right back again. Do you love me? Do you really love me, Peter? He said, Lord, you know that I love you. And why was Peter challenged with making this commitment to Christ? Because, you see, there's things that are lacking in our life. We may say we love God, but we may say we love God, but do we really love God? Do we truly love God? The Bible said, how can you say you love God when you have not love for the brethren? And, you know, if we can't love our brethren, if we can't get along with our brothers and sisters here in this life, how in the world are we going to get along in heaven? Well, I don't think there's going to be any problem there, because there will be no bickering or no difference and no denominations. We'll all just be Christians there. But lovest thou me more than these? Do we truly love God more than anything in the world? The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, and all the other things will be added unto you. You see, it's not just how you and I live in the church, is how we live in the world. Do you love the world? Do you love the foulest sinner up on the sidewalk? Do you love your neighbor as you love yourself? And when we don't love, then we have a problem in our life, because Jesus said, for by this shall all men know that you are my disciples, because you have love one for another. I told him at the church the other day, on our sign outside of our church, I said, this year I'd like you to put up this sign, the greatest gift of all, give love. And you know, that is the greatest gift of all. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and whosoever would believe in him would not perish but have everlasting life. And Christians do have problems in their life, and James faced that problem even in that day, and he said, if a brother or a sister be naked and destitute, or if there be things in your life that are lacking. Okay, let's go on down now to verse 16 and follow James and see what else he has to say to the Christian who is having problems. And one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be ye warmed and filled, notwithstanding ye give them not those things which are needful to the body. What doth it profit? You see, there's a lack of interest. There's a lack of falling away. Today, in the last days, Paul said, would be peerless times. Men would be lovers of themselves, boasters, proud, blasphemers, unthankful, unholy. And true enough, we're living in that very day. I spoke on that last Sunday on the first day of Advent in my church. Well, we in America claim to love God, but how can we claim we love God when we're falling far away from God? Oh, I know our churches are flourishing, but our nation is trying everywhere in the world to expel God from the universe. It has even been stated that God is our biggest problem. When men are mindful to God, and men are trying to rule in a godly fashion, that really creates a havoc with the devil, because he would rather you take the Ten Commandments from the wall. Take "In God Do We Trust" from your money. And let's move God out of the picture. We get God out of the picture, we don't have any problems. But I got news for you, my friend. If God was not in the picture, we'd have much more problems than we have today. And there is a great falling away. Men are falling away. Men are becoming lovers of themselves, boasters, proud, blasphemers. I touched upon this, unthankful and unholy. We need to get the word back out, and it's not a fearful word to be used among any denomination. You don't have to be a Pentecostal holiness to believe in holiness. All Christians should live the holiness life. The Bible said, "Without holiness, no man shall see the Lord." It even went as far as to say, "Be holy, even as I am holy." And Paul went on to say that we could be perfect, perfect in love, perfect in understanding, perfect in our relationship, perfect in our fellowship, perfect in our love. Yes, we can be perfect in those fashions, but there is a problem of indifference on the part of many Christians. And many Christians are indifferent because you're not of my denomination, you're not of my color, you're not of my creed, you're a woman, you're a man. There is so many buts, but this, but that. We're more like goats than we are sheep. We're butting everything that gets in our way. If you'll pardon the expression, we need to put our butts up on the altar and leave them to God, because there is a great falling away in this day and time. And it's only fulfilling the Bible. The Bible said in the last days they would not heed, endure sound doctrine. And today, people don't want to hear the gospel. They just want something that will tickle their ears and satisfy their conscience. In other words, go to church, and the preacher gets up, and he's no more than a volume in the pulpit. He just makes the people feel good about themselves. They give their money like they're trying to pay God off, and then they leave. Hey, I'm not against these things. Don't get me wrong. But, honey, this great falling away is very dangerous and very deadly. We need the powers of Pentecost to burn the flames of fire over our pulpit, over our congregations, when once again hearts are melted and souls are wrenched toward Calvary. And then and there we will see great revival in America. Don't expel God from the universe. Don't take the Ten Commandments down. Don't take God "In God Do We Trust" from our money and our currencies. Let's not take one nation under God, because that's what the enemy wants to do, and that shows that we have a problem because of the great indifference. A challenge today, and I'm thinking that this could be your challenge. My challenge is, I know there's changes that are coming, but my challenge is not to compromise, but to be able to find a godly change where I can have a godly change to preach the gospel, to teach the gospel, and lead men and women to Christ without compromising with the world. And I believe that we can do that. Not only that, but there is a problem.
A trial of stone down in the valley. I felt so alone, fearing that Satan would tempt and abuse. But God sent sweet comfort with this simple truth. A place where God's hand can reach down. Even the valley is higher ground. I've soared with eagles and I've fallen low, through peaks and through valleys. that's just way like goes. But I found the peace in the midst of despair when I discovered that God's everywhere. Even the valley is higher ground. Satan can't touch me where God's love abounds. There's not a place where God's hand can reach down.
But that is, even the valley is higher ground. And with God, we're always on the higher peaks. God before us in this world, who in this world can stand against us? Father, I pray for my unseen audience. I pray for the sick. I pray for that lost sinner, Father, that one who is pleading the blood right now and asking you for salvation. Father, I believe that you're the soul saver. I believe that you're the faith healer. You can heal and bring deliverance to the captive, set at liberty those that have been bruised and bound. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen. Well, neighbor, it has been good to be with you. I hope that you're praying for me. Don't forget to pray for my eyes. I'm having problems with my eyes right now, and really it's hard to see. And I've got macular degeneration in them, and they're it's really bad. Of course, I don't want to feel like that I'm on a pity stump now. I'm not pleading for pity. I'm pleading for your help and your support and your prayers, okay? Hope that you continue to support this broadcast the best way you can and help me financially, okay? Goodbye, be good. May God bless you and yours. That truly is my humble prayer.
Join his children in a song. Sing about his amazing grace.
You can write to me, Reverend Tommy Mounts, 2642 Madras Creek Road, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951. Again, that's Reverend Tommy Mounts, 2642 Madras Creek Road, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951. May God bless you and yours. That truly is my humble prayer.